Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
President Trump issues an executive order that rebukes gender ideology. We're going to be talking about this development on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, you have to admit, Matt, did you ever think that the President of the United States would have to sign an executive order that states that there's only two sexes, male and female?
You know, if you were to write this as a fictitious story, kind of like a 1984,
right,
by 2025.
Yeah, we were talking about it earlier. It's like, it'd be like,
you would
this,
think that,
yeah.
Oh, that's just ridiculous.
That's crazy.
That you don't even know what male and female are. You don't know that there's only two sexes. But here we are.
But however, the prior administration came up with how many did we do?
Well,
we
they
decide?
Abolished the very concept of two sexes. And they pushed this gender ideology in all of the federal agencies and all the branches.
There was all kinds of names,
military.
Z, Zers, furries, whatever.
I can't keep track of it, Holly. You know, when you look at the charts, I don't even know how a school teacher should even be able to track. If you have like 30 kids in your class and they all have 30 different pronouns, how do you keep track of that?
But it's all living in a delusion, denying the Creator God who created male and female. And thankfully, praise God, we have common sense back in the White House who says, that's ridiculous. Male and female is all we have.
You know, the hits keep on coming.
That's
this
right.
was within hours of taking office.
Yeah.
Not tired of winning. Yeah. It's amazing. It's like Christmas every day.
I know.
But within hours of taking office, President Donald Trump signed a pivotal executive order defending women by recognizing only two sexes, male and female, and ordering the executive branch to abandon the false gender ideology. Mm. The executive order is entitled Defending Women from Gender Ideology Extremism and Restoring Biological Truth to the Federal Government. I love that title.
Yeah, and you know, praise God, because we have talked and interviewed various women who have fought against this in their particular sports and had to compete against males, and you don't win in that case.
No, you don't, but their voices are being heard.
Yes.
And this executive order now reverses the Biden-Harris administration policies that sought to eradicate the distinction between the two sexes. The order rescinds Biden's infusion of gender identity into Title IX sex discrimination protections that was being used under the Biden administration to allow gender-confused males to invade women's sports and private spaces, something a federal judge recently struck down nationwide as unconstitutional, striking down this Biden-Harris policy. Now President Trump's order specifically rejects the concept of gender identity, orders the federal agencies to remove all external messages providing gender and promoting gender ideology, and to return to just using the term binary sex, that
wow.
is male and female.
Reality, common sense. You know, and the order reads that gender ideology is the quote-unquote false claim that males can identify as and thus become women, hello, and vice versa, while requiring society to believe that it's all true. This is wrong, stated the order. The Trump administration notes that this coercive ideology has led to a fundamental attack on the safety and dignity of women. I'll say amen to that, but that federal policy moving forward will protect women by being based solely on biological truth.
It's amazing just to see this. It is crazy that we have to actually have an order to do this, but this is just how crazy the world had become up until recently.
Biological truth.
Yeah, the order simply defines a man and a woman in strict biological terms. Female means a person belonging to... at conception, to the sex that produces the large reproductive cell.
Maybe they should send that to that Supreme Court justice that didn't know how to identify a woman.
And male means, under the executive order, a person belonging at conception to the sex that produces the small reproductive cell. So this is like
biology 101.
The order also declares that sex is an immutable trait and therefore is not a synonym for and does not include the concept of gender identity.
Wow.
According to the order, the Biden-Harris administration used the 2020 Bostock decision from the U.S. Supreme Court to require gender identity-based distinctions across federal law. President Donald Trump noted that this has harmed women and ordered the U.S. Attorney General to issue guidance that corrects this misuse of Bostock and protected sex-based distinctions that are listed under the statutory language.
You know, it was great, too. As soon as he took office, you saw those websites that the previous administration had put up with all this nonsense. They just kind of disappeared.
Yeah. That's amazing. Well, on the very first day, within minutes after taking office, the White House webpage actually said that the policy of the president, policy of this administration, is that there are two sexes, male and female, right there on the webpage.
Well, see, President Trump was already working
months
ahead of this, so he had all the guns lined up, ready to shoot.
And I thought about that because, you know, they had to work with somebody within the administration to get the changes set up on the webpage so that when Donald Trump took the oath of office, they would press the right button and it would just change.
Right.
Somebody within the office of the president under the previous administration might have been squirming as they saw the changes coming from President Donald Trump.
Yeah, but that's good. It's a good thing. So
the order restores the policies based on biological sex rather than gender identity, and also ordered the following: all agencies and federal employees acting in an official capacity must use the term sex and not gender in all applicable federal policies and documents. All agencies end the federal funding of gender ideology where permitted by law. Federal prisons cannot detain biological males in women's prisons or house them in women's detention centers.
And you know, you saw that happen right away too. These so-called, they call themselves females, but they're males, got shipped out of the women's prisons.
And there
back
was more than
male.
Most people realized.
Oh, yeah.
We're in the women's prisons.
So you think about, you're in that small, contained area. I imagine that rape and things like that prevalent because of that.
And some of them may have been confused. And some of them may have just simply wanted to get out of the male prisons.
Well, you know what I say? You go with the men and you be confused with the men.
So all the agencies must also ensure that intimate spaces designated for women, girls, or females, or for men, boys, and males, are designated by sex and not identity.
No more bathrooms, locker rooms with men in them. And that would include in schools as well. You know, we've dealt with a situation with a coach that we represented was being forced to supervise a female, and this is a middle school, in the boys' locker room. That nonsense is out the window now.
Well, and it also says the assistant to the president for legislative affairs is to present proposed bill within 30 days to codify the definitions in this order. And, you know, that's the thing that we need to work on is make sure a lot of these executive orders are now codified. We have the momentum to do that.
And President Trump has done his part. Now the legislature,
needs to do their part. And obviously they've got the wind in their back with the president, but they need to act.
Yes.
Because the president has already set the standard, like here. But it's an executive order. It's great. It's wonderful. Another president can come back like Biden and change it all back.
So we need to encourage our representatives to do so.
We need to put it in law now.
Yeah.
And the other thing that this particular executive order will do when it's talking about all the federal policies and forms and so forth, I remember under the Obama administration, under Obamacare, under his administration is when Obamacare began to require doctors to add and other healthcare providers, another line for other. So you had male, female, and other.
Mm.
I remember going to my dentist who was tired of all this nonsense under Obamacare, and he retired. And he was joking with me. He says, I know you're male. I'm supposed to ask you. I'm not going to ask you if you're something other than male. I'm just going to put down male on here. And we were joking about it. But that came from Obama. And so now there's thousands of these forms out there. Thousands of these forms out there that need to be changed.
Burn them, yeah.
They need to be changed and go back to just M and F, male or female. That's it. Pretty simple.
There's no other.
No other. There's not 100 and some different so-called genders.
Right.
This is great news. It will really have a huge impact across the country in so many ways, not just in sports, but also our policies, and also in the military as well, in our prisons and so many other places. Common sense, as he said, you know, this is just common sense. Common sense is finally returning to the highest office of the land. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.